time in this event, Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett were the quickest in one of the stages. It means Donald Kelly, for the first time, has not been fastest. Elsewhere in the national rally, Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan once again stamping their authority in the Darien as they take another 10-plus seconds out of the chasing pack. Let's go to the head of the field. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett with a time of 9 minutes 12.2 in their Subaru S12B was the time that gave them the quickest off that run through the 17 kilometres through Cairn Hill. Donald Kelly and Conor Foley in the focus. 9 minutes 20.2. Donna's saying that there was some trouble with the tyres in relation to pressure off the tyres, dropping around about 8 seconds or so. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy suffering vibrations in the car. 9 minutes 24.5. Gary was out underneath the back of the car after the stage, just checking that everything is all right. They lost a considerable bit of time to Manus and another 4.5 to Donna. Elsewhere in the battle for the R5s, fourth overall, Alistair Fisher has increased his advantage. 9 minutes 22.7. That was actually the third quickest time in Cairn Hill. Good time for Fisher, responding to Sam Moffat's charge in the previous two stages. Moffat's time, 9 minutes 28.8. And Josh Moffat, 9 minutes 30 in Cairn Hill. Selected time, Joe McGonigal suffered an overshoot. 9 minutes 30 dead was the time for Joe McGonigal. So then, unofficially at the head of the international field, Donna Kelly and Conor Foley in the focus lead by 13.5 seconds. It was 21.5. That has now been brought down to 13.5. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy sit 38.3 seconds adrift in third position. And fourth overall, Alistair Fisher has increased his advantage over Sam Moffat to 13 seconds, and Josh Moffat remains in sixth overall. Let's now go to that just as intense national battle. Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan in the Darien. They put on a phenomenal times in Gary Gort and Nocala earlier today. They've done the same in Cairn Hill. 9 minutes 29.8 was the time for Kevin Gallagher. And just looking at the sheets in front of me, that was good enough for the fifth best time, the fifth quickest time of all the cars in there in Cairn Hill. But he has taken another 11 seconds or so out of the chasing pack, despite having problems on the stage with sixth gear, he was able to tell us as well. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, 9 minutes 41.1. That was the second fastest time of the national cars. Gary McPhillips, 9.47.6. The Milkman, that's Declan Gallagher, 9.51.1. Loughran, Ryan Loughran, 9.47.7. And Pringle, Jonathan Pringle, 9 minutes 48.2 was the time of Jonathan Pringle. So overall, it is Kevin Gallagher who leads in the Darien by 16.2 seconds from Damien Gallagher. It's a further 16 seconds back to third, to Gary McPhillips. Declan Gallagher, who's suffering power issues, of course, his car is around 30 horsepower down on the escorts and on the big open stages and the big open straights. He's losing out. He's 4.8 adrift off McPhillips. And Ryan Loughran wraps up the top five. Adrian Hetherington was in sixth, but his place may be going to Pringle because he was trying to change a wheel at the end of the stage. We didn't get his time, but he did suffer a puncture. We're heading off now to the end of Gartan, which is special stage 12. That will be the completion of the third loop today. It remains dry in the northwest. It is a bit overcast. It is warm and clammy, but the roads are dry, and it's going to be more spectacular stuff in Gartan. It's the first run around Gartan, and once again, the officials are expecting big crowds in Gartan, and we ask those who are heading there and those that are in there listening at the moment to, of course, obey all the officials and stay safe in Gartan and the rest of the stages today as well. As we go back to the studio, it's still the Donna Kelly show at the front, but his lead has been reduced to 13.5 seconds. The defending champion, Manus Kelly, is trying to hunt the Frost's man down.